You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Church, the Holy Church, found it wise that when we pray, all our senses participate in prayer. The smell, incense, rose oil, rose water, ears, singing and reading, our eyes, all the movements, the icons, touch when we come and we venerate, we kiss holy objects, icons, and so forth. Icons are sometimes known, are called as the gospel in colors. And as everything in church, icons are written, or I'm translating from Russian actually, they're painted according to specific rules. They should hang in church according to specific instructions. And this is why it's not correct when someone would bring their own icon and say, well, this is my corner, this is my icon, I want it here. That is not correct, because the church has its rules how and what things are done. When we venerate icons, we are supposed to do that according to church instructions before the service. We are so used to coming in, buying some candles, going up, venerating icons and putting candles. That is, yes, that is one of the customs, but strictly speaking, that should be done before the service. During the service, there should not be any walking about. But that is not what I want to draw your attention to. As I said, icons are known sometimes as the gospel in colors. And icons that are painted for veneration are painted according to specific rules. But sometimes icons are painted in a wider, broader scale, part of a picture. And why I'm mentioning it is because today's icon of St. Demetrius, a glorious martyr of the end of the 3rd century, beginning of the 4th, who was the governor of the city of Thessaloniki in northern Greece, he is usually depicted upright with a sword. But this is a photograph of a fresco where he is horseback and defeating the Li, a pagan warrior who mocked Christians. And as your bishop, it is my duty to instruct you. When venerating icons, we should also pay attention. First of all, icons are never kissed in the face. You have the icon of the Virgin Mary, of Christ. Never do you kiss, especially God or his mother, on a face, either on the shoulder or on the end of the hair, what have you, an arm. Today's icon depicts, as I said, St. Demetrius on a horse. Do pay attention. Don't venerate the horse. And I'm not trying to be funny, but we are supposed to, we approach, as I said, we participate with all our feelings, and we, our touch also, but let's be attentive. shoulder of St. Demetrius. And this pertains not only to this icon, but to a lot of icons. We have to be attentive and pay attention what and how we venerate. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.